Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
The road to Roland Garros continues on the red clay in Spain as we welcome you to TC Live from Madrid, a 1,000-level event for both the men and the women, just 27 days away from the year's second major in Paris. Here's what's coming up over the next 30 minutes. Only one American has ever won the men's title in Madrid. See how Taylor Fritz is trying to change the narrative and write his own Spanish tale. Plus, could Francis Tiafoe double the fun for the Stars and Stripes? How Big Foe ran into an even tougher foe today? And would the clock strike midnight for Mira Andreeva? The teenager danced her way to the Sweet 16, but the Cinderella story ran into the force that is Aryna Sabalenka. Come on in to our studios here in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman, so happy to be back alongside Andrea Petkovic, who was in the booth for the last 3 to 5 hours calling that crazy Iga Świątek match. And we also want to welcome in John Wertheim back with us here on TC Live. Been crushing it on 60 Minutes, plus still doing the Sports Illustrated. And just like Madrid, John, it's 1:15 a.m. in Paris where you are right now getting ready for Roland Garros. What'd you make of that match?
Yeah, unlike Andrea, I didn't have to call it. I could just watch it. Champions survive in advance, but we do not think of Iga as someone who would squander a set with a healthy lead in the second set and have to go an additional hour. But she got through, and we got our show now.
1:15 a.m., that's how dedicated Wertheim is. This match, obviously, just the second time she's pushed to three sets all season long. How was Alexandrova able to do that?
Well, we thought that it might get close because Alexandrova was able to beat Iga Świątek before. And the last time Iga won, it was three sets as well. She is the type of player that tends to rush Iga, very hard, flat shots through the middle of the court and then able to put them away. So we had a notion. We did not know that it was going to be like this.
Especially the fact that she had a match point in the second set as well. Props to Alexandrova. But once again, Iga, moving on, full highlights later in TC Live. We start, though, with the top-ranked American man. That would be Taylor Fritz taking on Christian Garin-John. And Fritz has been playing so well on this red dirt.
He really
has. Yeah, and it continued today. What a match from Taylor. Garin, a nice player. This guy's been in the top 20. He beat Medvedev here last year, but this was all Fritz. First half hour, could barely miss a ball. Takes a double break lead in the first set. He's moving well. He's hitting his shots well. Look at that. I mean, that's a crisp forehand on the run. Again, Garin, no slouch from an opponent. Actually beaten Taylor the last time they played on clay. That was a year ago, but that was a different Fritz. That was a different river. Second set got a lot tighter. Garin came into his own. I mean, again, a very nice play court player on the other side of the net. But ultimately, this was Taylor's day. Actually, 82% second serve points won, 81 on his first serve. Very solid win. Very nice first set. Tough second set. Advances.
Taylor Fritz into the round of 16 in Madrid for the very first time. How about this stat? Now 15-3 in tie breaks this year. Extra clutch, only dropped 8 points on his serve overall. Just 10 unforced errors with those 26 winners. Let's hear from Taylor Fritz.
How much are you enjoying being on the red stuff?
You know, it's not grass and it's not hard court for me, but I'm making the most of it. You know, if you want to be a top player, you need to have results on clay, so there's not really any other anything else I can do other than just accept it and do my best and have a positive attitude about it.
And the results have been positive as well. Now, 7-2 on clay this year, Andrea. How have you seen his evolution from a young talent to a guy who's really a threat to win on every surface every single week?
You know what? I think he's become maybe my favorite player this year, just because of his competitiveness, what he brings to the game, but especially how he has developed his defensive game. We knew he can hit hard. We know that he can play offensive and use that forehand, that big first serve. But this year, he's had a little more margin on those defensive shots. He plays more cross-court, does not go for the low margin down the line shots from the defense. And I think he's deservedly one of the top players. And I hope one day, very soon, he will win a Grand Slam.
Why not? That's the next step in the evolution of Taylor Fritz. Nice birthday present, by the way, for his coach, Michael Russell, getting the win today. T. Fritz, happy birthday to Mike Russell. How about Francis Tiafoe, already with 20 wins this year. Didn't reach that number until August last year, Andrea, facing Pedro Cachin, who hadn't won back-to-back tour-level matches all year.
Well, Francis Tiafoe today, a very, very slow start, unfortunately, in the first set. Just too many unforced errors. And this is the highlight of the first set, unfortunately, him looking at this mark. He did wake up in the second set, and with a little craft, a little guile here, the underarm serve, he managed to find his way back in the set, and I thought he's gonna turn it around. But then, unfortunately, another terrible second set tiebreak. Just, there are these days, Steve, what can I tell you? You just sometimes don't feel your game. He didn't close the net here. And 6-2, played a bad tiebreak, unfortunately. And you can see it here, a bad miss on match point.
Nice win for Cachin. 8 aces, won more than 80% of his first serves. Broke Tiafoe 3 times. We'll see Francis in Rome. How about the world number 3, Daniil Medvedev, facing qualifier Alexander Shevchenko. Shevchenko, John, only 3 career wins on tour, but hadn't dropped a set in Madrid. Kept that going in the first.
Remember, Steve, this is the guy that beat Berrettini in Arizona. Look, here's Medvedev. We get the Chekhovian drama to go with a lot of good tennis. Medvedev drops that first set and then really finds the range here. He tells us again and again how he doesn't like clay. You know what? He's picked up that surface. This is an awful nice point. Right here, playing his countryman, who's ranked a mere 95 spots lower. But Medvedev got it together. Actually, a very clean match. 39 winners, only 16 unforced errors. Playing a countryman, an underdog, a qualifier, meeting for the first time. Not an easy match for him. Plays to the crowd, as he always does. But beyond the theatrics from Djokovic, from Medvedev, there was some really nice shot making here, some nice defense. Look at this. Now he takes a bow. You gotta love that. Playing to the Madrid sensibilities here. Good stuff, Steve.
Amazing. Tour leading 33rd win of the year, 300th career win. He's like King Leonidas. Remember this day, for it will be yours for all time. So it's Dominic Thiem, Alexander Zverev, only active men under 30 with 300 wins. And then another top 10 seed in action, former Madrid finalist Stefano Tsitsipas taking on Sebastian Baez, John.
Yeah, Steve, we had this. These guys played last year at the Australian Open. It was a very tight match. Same thing here. Bit of a height differential, almost a foot separating the two. This was a weird back and forth match to kick off the night session. Baez served for the first set. Could not convert. Tsitsipas took advantage. You feel like, okay, he's found a gear. He's going to streamline. And then, you know what? Baez comes back. Nice, slick mover on clay. You know, Diego Schwartzman may be slipping. We have another diminutive Argentine player with a backwards baseball cap. Some nice shot making by the 5'7" Baez. And then Tsitsipas comes back in the third set. Served well. A couple of big points here. Really a strange back and forth match. A lot of squandered opportunities. A lot of clutch shot making from both players. But Tsitsipas coming off that run to the Barcelona final 2 weeks ago. Finally closes it out. Nice match to start the night session. That's a nice win from Tsitsipas. He could have let that get away from him.
He has made at least the quarterfinals in all clay court events so far this season. Will he do it again? The round of 16 is all set. Andrea, is there one matchup that you're most excited about?
Well, I am excited for that last year's final in Madrid, Alcaraz against Zverev. Also a rematch from last year's French Open. before Zverev got injured. I think it was the best match that he had played last year. So really looking forward to that. And if I can make just one point, we see a lot of unseeded players here in the fourth round, and I love to see it. And I think we saw that in the, on the women's side a few years back. And that's that transformation phase where the big ones are not quite gone yet, but not as strong, as dominant as they used to be. And the young ones haven't quite settled in what they can do. So it's so interesting to see how it's being reshuffled. The cards have been reshuffled. A lot of opportunity
out there on the men's side. Meantime, on the women's side, top-ranked American Jessie Pegula looking to get back to the Madrid final for the second straight year, Andrea. Tough test, though, against Martina Trevisan.
Very tough test. Martina Trevisan was in the semifinals of the French Open last year. She knows how to move. She knows how to play on the red clay. This is her weapon. That forehand, she can do anything she wants with it. Is a lefty, likes to play higher over the backhand sides of her opponent to wait for the short ball and then go for it. And then she won the second set. But Jessie Pegula, she was so tough today. I was so impressed with how she handled herself in the third set. She was so consistent, unfazed. It's hard. Martina Trevisan, she brings the intensity to her opponent. She tries everything to win the match. And this was so nice to see, so aggressive to close out the match.
Consistent. You bring up that word. That is Jessie Pegula. Seven more breaks to her tour leading total of 156 this year. Then it was the 2021 champ, Arina Sabalenka, facing the WTA's newest sensation, Mira Andreeva, youngest player ever to reach the round of 16 out of 1,000 level event, Andrea.
She is, and she was such a delight, not only on the court, but also off the court with her interviews. And she hung in there with Arina Sabalenka in the beginning, but later on, Arina Sabalenka proved to be too powerful, like this beautiful forehand shot right here. Andreeva a little too short, just couldn't quite penetrate the court to push Arina back behind the baseline. And we know that when Arina is inside the baseline, she has the power. She also has the finesse, like here, that beautiful little volley. And look at this serve. Dominant presence Arina Sabalenka is this season.
More power, more experience, and a whole lot more winners. Caught up with Prakash after.
Mira Andreeva just turned 16. She sat here and said, you know, there's going to be no pressure on me at all, which means all the pressure is on you. How do you approach a match when it's so far like that?
I don't believe that there was no pressure on her. I remember myself being like 17 or 18 years old coming to this tournament, and I was thinking that I'm already a Grand Slam champion, that I'm going to win all the tournament, you know, like, I don't believe that she had no pressure. And today I felt on the court that she actually had a little pressure. And I mean, there is always a pressure on the match court. And I mean, I'm trying to focus in on my game and on things I have to do on court to show my best and to win matches.
I mean, incredible that we had the Australian Open champion taking on the junior Australian Open runner-up, John. Mira Andreeva now up to 142 in the world, obviously a career high, beat three top 50 players this week in straight sets, and really showed the game and personality that you'd think would be a future star. What did you make of her run, John?
Yeah, there was a great mix of sort of joy and happy to be here. And she appreciated how extraordinary this was. But also, she backed it up with some fearless tennis. And, you know, we didn't think she was going to beat Arina Sabalenka, but a good test for her. But there was a sort of strange mix of off the court. There was sort of this, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And I see Andy Murray in the Players Lounge. It's amazing. But when the ball was in play, there was a real fearlessness. You did not have the sense that she was necessarily awed by the players on the other side of the net. A tough match for Sabalenka. Not a lot, a whole lot for her to gain against a 15-year-old. But that's a great. Remember this name here. She has a sister as well who will make her mark on the sport. But what a week for Andrea.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she even said after the match, listen, I'm disappointed, but I had opportunities in that first set, didn't take advantage of them. If you're Roland Garros, she's 142, she's 16 years old. Do you give her a wild card into the main draw?
I would. The French tend not to do it. I think the only Grand Slam out there who likes to give wild cards to players outside their own country is Wimbledon. They like to do it, so I don't think she will be there. But I do think maybe Wimbledon will look at her. I do think that what really showed was her maturity. Great shot selection. She was patient. She accelerated and stepped in when she needed to. And she was patient and played the ball and played the rally. And so I think a lot to expect from her.
Yeah, you talk about kind of changing of the guard. Now on the women's side, we've got the Fruvertovas and the Andreevas, a couple of sister acts that are really, really good, and they are coming. A lot more still to come here on TC Live as well. We'll see how Chanda Rubin did in her FanDuel pick of the day and who she's got today. Plus, a blockbuster, manic Monday in Madrid. Hometown favorite Paula Badosa taking on Maria Sakkari. Find out who's headed to the quarterfinals.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Andrea, John, Steve back on TC Live. Reminder to mark your calendars for the year's next major tennis channel. Proud to have exclusive daily live coverage once again from Roland Garros. Don't miss any of the action from the Red Clay in Paris beginning Sunday, May 28th. Wertheim is already out there getting ready for the TC crew to join him for Roland Garros 2023. All right, time for our FanDuel match preview. Chanda found out the demons are treated like the White Witch in Narnia. King Aslan rules again. Takes out Alex de Minaur, so Chanda Bucks down to 258. But like Narnia, more Chronicles of Chanda still to come. Here's who she has coming up tomorrow. Andre Rublev over Corinne Khachanov. Thoughts on that pick, Andrea?
Wow, well, you can see I'm looking for words. I don't know if I... Well, if we consider the last few matches, yes, I would agree. Probably Rublev the right choice here, but I like Khachanov. I always think that he brings that feistiness to all his matches, and who knows, maybe Rublev is a little tired. I'm going to go with Khachanov.
Okay. Going against the grain, John.
I'm going Rublev here. I'm Rubin over Petkovic on this, our Monte Carlo champion. A lot of intra-Russia matches, but I think those numbers are interesting, but I think Rublev takes this one. We shall see.
Rublev did beat Khachanov in Monte Carlo on the way to the title there. But yes, we shall see indeed. A reminder, FanDuel giving all new users 10 times your first bet in bonus bets. Up to $200, win or lose. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start making every moment more. When we come back, Andy Murray back in action this week. Find out which other former top 10 star he will face in a French challenger. You don't want to miss that. Petkovic, Wertheim, Weissman back on TC Live. And how about the world number one, Iga Swiatek, in action against Ekaterina Alexandrova. Andrea, you called this one. It was a monster of a match.
Or boy, did I call it.
Haven't been in the bathroom since.
I haven't been to the bathroom since. That's why the contrarian stance on the Khachanov-Rublev. But it was a great match. And boy, Alexandrova played a few incredible stretches of tennis. But Iga Swiatek, very surprising, served for the match, didn't make it, had a match point on Alexandrova's serve. Also didn't convert it, and then in the tiebreak, Alexandrova served four aces in the tiebreak alone. Another good serve to close out the second set, and on we were in the third. And what I love to see here, Iga Swiatek just knew she was being too passive in the end of that second set, stepped up her game, stepped into the court, used that forehand that is one of the best shots on the tour right now, and she will be very happy to know that she ran away with it in the end.
Survive and advance. Swiatek, the highest winning percentage at 1,000 level events on clay in WTA history. Then we had a jam-packed Manolo Santana Stadium to watch Paula Badosa and Maria Sakkari, John, meet for the third time.
Yeah, it feels like this was in about March, but this was earlier in the day session. These were two players a year ago, both of them inside the top five. Sakkari, the ninth seed here, and Badosa outside the top 40. And boy, did Sakkari play a solid match. She coming on strong lately. Rough first few months of the season, but boy, did she have good stuff today. She won, get this, guys, 73% of her first serve points, 78% of her second serve points. More points won on her second serve than her first, and her first was pretty darn good. Breaks in both sets, and just a really solid outing. We know she can play on clay. We know she's an athlete. We know she's got nice hands, and she brought it all to bear today to the disappointment of that Madrid crowd. Very solid win over a solid player.
Well, Maria said she was happy with the way she kept her focus and calm, and added, I want to remind everyone, I lived here for almost 4 years. You can cheer for me as well here in Spain. Former Pepperdine star Maya Sharif continuing to make history. Andrea, first Egyptian woman to win a WTA Tour title, trying to become the first to reach the quarterfinals in Madrid.
Yeah, the things she and Ons have been doing for the tennis in the Arab world have been outstanding. But look at the shadow. How could they see? This is incredible. And as John said, this has been 100 years ago in the day session. But it was a great match. If you saw it, Maya Sharif also lives and trains in Spain. And you can tell with that forehand, she loves to set it up, has a lot of topspin on that, which will jump up in the altitude of Madrid. And this is a little bit of a surprise. Elise Mertens, former top 20 player, had a rough patch in the past few months. But Maya Sharif, here she has match point, and the backhand down the line error gives her the win. And I'm so happy for her. She really deserves it. One of the hardest worker on tour.
The only unseeded player to make the final eight in Madrid, as we take a look at the draw. Up next for Maya Sharif is going to be Aryna Sabalenka. That'll be a tough matchup. But unlike the men's round of 16, I mean, we're going pretty much chalk here, final eight on the women's side.
Well, that was the point that I was trying to make. I think women's tennis has now settled in that young guard now really being confident in what they can do, whereas the men's, I think the changing of the guard is currently happening. So you will see more of the upsets because the young are still looking for that consistency. And the old, quote-unquote, I don't want to offend anybody, they are struggling with injuries, age, you name it, the perils of existence. It's what it is.
It is what it is, but it is fantastic to watch it play out in real time. Let's see what's trending on the social net with Madrid and Rome. Now, two-week events. If you lose early, you got to play challengers for some more matches, John. And you pointed out an incredible matchup in Aix-en-Provence this week. What'd you find, John?
Oh, man. In keeping with our existential theme for this segment, we are in Aix-en-Provence, home of Cézanne. And look what happens. Andy Murray and Gael Monfils, they both need some clay court matches. These two played in the juniors 25 years ago, now closer to age 40 than to 30. Who plays in the first round of this challenger but two former champions? Only played six times. That surprised me in their career. But boy, if you have a ticket to this challenger, I don't even know if you need a ticket. If you are at this challenger, boy, do you have a fun first round match in the south of France.
It's amazing, Andre. Tommy Paul's the top seed. We've got David Goffin and Benoit Paire playing in the first round as well.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. And we know, as you just said, John, the Impressionist painters love the south of France. And also the artists of tennis seem to be loving the south of France. It's close to Paris, similar conditions. You can understand why they go there. But still, Murray Monfils in a challenger in Aix-en-Provence. Where is the train? Where is the night train to go to the south of France?
Cézanne, La Molf, c'est magnifique. It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of beautiful things, how about the first Monday in May, Andrea? It is the Met Gala, and Roger Federer there with Trevor Noah. I mean, he's been getting ready all day. We've seen it on social media, getting his hair done, getting the fit right as well. I know you're excited about this, Andrea.
I am so excited. I can't wait to be off the clock, go to my room, and scroll all the greatest fashion of the Met Gala tonight. And look at Roger just looking sharp. He was wearing the shades on the red carpet.
Yes.
And that was also a choice. I love that for him. Love this new journey after his career. And I'm saying, you go.
Do we get to see this Trevor Noah film pretty soon? We have seen so much promo for that. Andre, don't you live in Brooklyn? Shouldn't you be at the gala? Never mind scrolling through social media. Shouldn't there be a seat for you right there.
That's,
you could
that's
take
what
the
I've been saying.
In 20 minutes.
That's what I've been saying, John, we'll for the last 10 years, but nobody has been listening.
I've been saying, Anna Wintour, come on. Give our girl a seat there at the table. By the way, Federer wearing the custom Dior piece from Kim Jones himself. Oh, it's good stuff. Tennis Channel coverage tomorrow starts 5 a.m. Eastern once Andrea has watched all of the Met Gala coverage from tonight. Bally Sports T2, 8 a.m. Eastern, TC Live to wrap it all up. And encore coverage all night long. We're back to preview tomorrow's matches when TC Live continues. Back on TC Live, look at our featured matches on a Tuesday. Coverage begins 5 a.m. Eastern. Hatchinoff, Rublev, Sabalenka against Meyer Sharif. And how, I mean, this is just a bounty. Taylor Fritz in action. Sakkari against Icy Begu. Tsitsipas against Zapata Morales, who's been ripping off his shirt after wins in Spain. But we got to talk about the top seed, Carlos Alcaraz, taking on Sasha Zverev. This is a fourth round match, Andrea. That is a rematch of last year's final that Alcaraz won. You were talking about this one earlier. They also played at Roland Garros. What do you expect to see tomorrow?
Well, I see some exceptional shot making coming our ways. And you know what was really surprising? Last year, after Zverev lost that finals here in Madrid, he came back to the French Open and he played probably the best match, maybe of his career, definitely of the last season. And he loves the challenge. I think he's finding his footing again after that ankle injury. He seems to be more secure in his sliding. That's something that can be traumatizing when you had that injury, especially getting that injury on clay. So I'm very excited. I have to say, I can't wait for that match.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, after that match, we said, well, maybe Alcaraz isn't quite ready, and you know, we don't believe the hype necessarily. And since then, all he's done is won a major, gotten a number two in the world, and he has really taken over tennis in many respects. We only have a few days while supplies last to call him teenage Carlos Alcaraz. He turns 20 on Friday. But boy, I mean, a year ago, this would have been an upset. It was an upset, and now you would be surprised if Zverev gets a set. That's how rapid this ascent has been for Alcaraz.
3-1 head-to-head for Zverev, but we'll see if Carlos Alcaraz will celebrate his birthday in Madrid or not. Big-time match. It all starts 5 a.m. Eastern. John, it is great to see your face once again. Andrea, 2 days in a row, absolutely killing it here on TC Live. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody at home. The action from Madrid continues next right here on Tennis Channel.